join us for an encouraging word from the Dominion Teaching Team. Here's the message.
Let me say thank you so much for this invitation. And I realize that for those that don't know, the reason Pastor sits on the front, he has cue cards. And he holds them up. When it's a good point, it's a 10. So if it's a bad point, it's a 1. So I'll be looking at him tonight to find out if I'll be coming back. But Regina and I have had the privilege of spending a little time with your pastor and his wife and have enjoyed their company and their fellowship, love their spirit, and love what God is doing. Isn't this powerful tonight? This is powerful. I want to publicly compliment your pastor on his extraordinary gift of wisdom in hiring staff. Just a mighty man of God that flows in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And want to say how much of a privilege it is for us to be here, and for my wife. I want my girlfriend to stand and just wave at you and let you see my wife for 33 years. This is Regina. Can you say hi to Regina? Why don't you stand with me tonight? Take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 3. I'm going to move kind of quick. I'm going to give some groundwork quite a bit more actually than what I normally do. But I want you to understand what I'm doing, where I'm going, and I want you to understand that I haven't just picked scriptures out of the passage. While you're standing, find John chapter 3. There are many word pictures for the Holy Spirit. There's oil, there's fire. It's interesting, Pastor. And Pastor Dina, that you guys have talked about the wind. Weeks ago, if not months ago, the Lord began to speak to me about the wind of the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want to speak about for the next few minutes. Miss Tech guy, whoever it is, go ahead and put up the screen if you would. Again, I don't normally do this, but I want you to understand, I'm not just picking scriptures tonight. Go ahead and put up the screen that says Pneuma and Ruach. Now, those are words that won't mean a whole lot to you, but I want you to understand what I'm doing tonight. On the left-hand side of the screen, left-hand side is the Greek word. The right-hand side is the Hebrew word. They are parallel words, Old and New Testament. And these words mean an invisible force or power. And when you look in the Old as well as the New Testament, they are translated as the word wind, the word breath, the word Holy Spirit, the phrase Holy Ghost, etc. So tonight, we're going to look at a number of scriptures that deal with these two Hebrew or Greek words. I'm not going to continue to tell you what they are. You'll see on the notes that they're underlined. They're different colors so that you'll understand where I'm going. So I'll not refer to that again. John chapter 3, verse 8. John chapter 3, verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes. And you hear the sound of it. Let me stop right there. In Gerald, Texas. How many of you know where Gerald is? Okay, I don't blame you. About 15 years ago, 20 years ago, Gerald had a tornado come through. It was so strong, they found a cow up in a tree. Now, I don't know, maybe down in Houston they do, in League City, but in our area, cows don't climb trees. Maybe do they here? But up there, they found a cow in the tree. How did the cow get there? She got there by the wind. See, the wind can move you places, destinations that you never thought of. Let's keep reading. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound, but you don't know where it comes from. You know or where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. You may be seated. We're going to talk about the wind of the Spirit. Say it with me. The wind of the Spirit. One more time. The wind of the Spirit. One more time. The wind. Oh, hallelujah. One more time. The wind of the Holy Spirit. When I was standing or sitting or whatever I was down at front here, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the power of the Word of God. I want you to say that one more time. The wind of the Spirit. The wind of the Spirit. What does the wind do? In your notes, there are three things. If you're taking notes tonight, there are three main words I want you to write down. First of all, I want you to write down the word propelling. Everybody say propelling. The wind of the Spirit is a propelling wind. In other words, He will not allow you to stay where you are. Okay, y'all heard it, but this side must have not. I said, the wind of the Spirit will not allow you to stay where you are. He loves you enough to save you, but He loves you enough to move you. Look with me, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus was led by the who? The Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. Where did He go? Into the wilderness. Wait a minute now. Jesus was, the Son of God, was led by the Spirit into a party place. No. Into the temple. That's not what it says. Where did the Spirit lead him? The Spirit led him into a dry and barren place. Some of you work in the wilderness. Some of you work in the dry and the barren place. Some of you are being led by the Spirit, and you have been praying, God, get me out of here. And God is saying, I placed you there as the wind to blow up on that community, to blow up on that job, so that you can be the light and lead people to Jesus Christ. Stop praying against the wind. So Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The propelling wind of the Holy Spirit will make a road where there was no road. He will lead you where He has never led you before. Let me tell you something. If you are a Christ follower tonight and your life is mundane and boring and you can do it by yourself, then you're not following the wind of the Holy Spirit. You cannot. Everybody say cannot. You cannot live a victorious life without the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not a choice. It's a prerequisite. It's a requirement that you need the endowment of the power of the Holy Spirit. And He will lead you where He's never taken you before. Exodus chapter 14. And Moses stretched out his hand. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east. What? Wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Now, for the story, that if you don't understand the context of this, Israel has come out of Egypt. There are 2 to 3 million Jews that have come out of Egypt, and they come to the Red Sea. They've got the enemy behind, and they've got the Red Sea in front. They don't know what they're going to do. You ever feel like you don't know what you're going to do? Come on, if you are never in the place that you don't know what to do, you're not walking by faith. The just shall live by faith. So if you know, then that's not faith. See, some of you buy your own Christmas presents. That's not by faith. You know what you're getting. Some of you are laughing, but you're some of the ones that exactly, come on, how many of you? You buy, I mean, you even wrap it and put it under the tree. Hey, let me just tell you, save your paper. Next time, just give it to yourself. You know what you're getting. But others of us, we receive it by faith. We don't know. We look at it. I know that none of y'all did this, but when I was a kid, we would go to the tree and we'd pick up the presents. Mom was smart enough, she would not put our names on the presents. But we would pick them up and we would jostle them. We would shake them. We would listen to them. And then we got real smart. My mom's deceased, so I can tell her now. If she was still alive, I wouldn't be telling this story. But she would put our name underneath the flap where the paper would go over, so we could see. We'd say, hey, Darius, this is yours. Diane, this is yours. Come on. See, it was by faith we were opening the present. Because even though we knew it was ours, I want to just say, even though the Holy Spirit is for you, some of you have not received the endowment, the power of the Holy Spirit, because He's still a gift underneath the tree. It doesn't matter that it has your name on it. You've left it there. During this conference, it is time for some of you, hallelujah, it is time for some of you to open up your present and say, I want it all, and I want Pentecost now. So He's going to make a way. He's going to make a road. But not only is He a propelling spirit that makes a road for you, but He wants to give fresh revelation. He wants to teach you things. 2 Peter chapter 1. No prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men of God were moved. Everybody say moved.
Moved.
Let me come to that word. Go to the next screen just a moment. The word move there, it is the picture of a sailboat on the water being driven by the wind. Now let's go back to the scripture. No scripture, no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men were blown upon by the Spirit of God, and he went forth, and Peter began to write the authoritative word of God. It moved him. We still need that movement.
That's right.
We need that blowing.
Yes.
We need that receiving.
Yes.
If you are, I didn't know if I was going to do this, and I thought about it a little bit. Bub, help me out. Clint, I appreciate you guys volunteering. Come here, will you? I love it when guys volunteer. Don't y'all love that? I love it when guys volunteer. Yeah, we could do pastor. I wasn't thinking about that. Pastor would be good.
I think so.
Yeah, y'all do that cross thing like this.
Okay.
We're going to make a throne for pastor. Guys, we only have so much time, okay? Pastor, I want you guys to squat a little bit. Well, don't go that far. Don't run the church back. I want you to sit on the throne.
Do you have a magazine?
Go ahead and put your arm around them. Now stand up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Here, take a picture. There you go. Okay. Hey, I want to put this. Y'all hurry up. I don't have much time. Come on now.
Whoa.
You're not going anywhere yet.
The wind.
No prophecy. Hey, read this with me. Read it with me. No prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved. Hey, got men. You got men moved by the Holy Spirit. It's no problem for me. I'm the Holy Spirit. Y'all aren't getting it. We'll turn around. But when the Holy Spirit is moving you, it's not a problem. Because the Holy Spirit is moving you forward. Y'all still aren't getting it. Turn around one more time. I told you you shouldn't have that dessert. When the Holy Spirit is blowing.
Wow.
Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit is blowing. When the Holy Spirit is blowing. When the Holy Spirit is blowing. Hallelujah! When the Holy Spirit is blowing, you know what? What was hard, still the same thing. It's just not as hard anymore. Why? Because he said, "Take my yoke." See, some of you are so weary and tired because you've been taking your own yoke without the blowing of the Holy Spirit. When you've got the Holy Spirit blowing, like Pastor, you were able to stretch your stuff and look around and make Facebook posts right now. When you're moved, everybody say moved, by the Holy Spirit. The wind of the Spirit propels us. The wind of the Spirit also is a powerful spirit. See, he removes obstacles out of our way. There's a guy in the Old Testament. He was in a flood. Now, y'all had some rain in here, right? But he still had more. His name was Noah. But God remembered Noah. When did God remember him? Noah had been on the boat for months. Some people categorize, they analogize that the ark was like the church. And it is. It's a picture of the church. And they criticize the church. But you know what? I would rather be on something that's floating
Come on now.
Than dead.
Yeah.
And on that boat, I don't know how many of you ever thought, it stunk. You're a year plus with hippopotamuses? Come on, get real. I mean, I could go into picturesque illustrations if you need it. I mean, it was bad. Turn to your neighbor and say, it was bad. But keep reading. But God remembered Noah and all the beast and all the cattle that were with them in the ark. And God caused a what? Wind to pass over the earth. And the water subsided. See, some of you, you're in the ark of God's safety. Jesus is Lord of your life. But the place you're working stinks. Maybe your home stinks. Maybe your family stinks. And you're wanting to get out of that boat. And God's saying, well, it's not time, but I'm sending a wind. I'm sending a wind. I am sending the wind of the Holy Spirit. And what's that wind going to do? He's going to blow that water to the side. The obstacles, the problems, the difficulties that you have, he's going to blow it to the side. See what the powerful wind of the Holy Spirit does? It removes obstacles out of our way. It moves them out. I'll move off. The water that had caused destruction and death was the same water that kept the ark afloat. What is meant for... Y'all, come on if you're following me. What was meant for our harm will be used for our good. For there is no weapon formed against those who prosper, those are children of God. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. You need to realize those waters you're facing were not meant for your destruction. They are meant to keep you afloat. That person that is,
wow.
I know down here y'all don't have them, but up in our area, we've got some people. Okay, is this being taped? If it is, edit it before it goes out. But in our area, there are some jerks. Now, I know y'all don't have them. There are some people, they're just jerks. They are jerky at being jerks. I mean, they are jerks. They enjoy being a jerk. They're miserable, so they want you to be miserable. But that jerk will make you a better person if you'll let them. When we're, if this goes out, this will need to be edited out. When Regina and I first took our church 24 years ago, it was a good church, good people, godly, love God, good people. I've got to work on my phrasing here, okay? Yeah, no, we can't. I still have to go back there. Some of those people have gone to heaven now. And but some of those people were challenging. You know what, though? They probably thought I was, too. Hey, I've been married 33 years. My wife, I guarantee you, will tell you I'm challenging.
Tell us more.
Y'all stop laughing. Y'all know it's the truth. How many of you have been married over 30 years? Hey, every one of you, your spouse, could tell stories that we don't need to hear. But you know what? There is no person on this earth I love more than my wife, and nobody on this earth that makes me better than my wife. Who loves me unconditionally. And she has to. It's true. It's true. But see, that water that brings death to some brings life to others. Not only is it a powerful wind that removes the obstacles, that powerful wind also, this is good, will release everything that you need. That wind of the Holy Spirit will release everything you need. Let me give you an illustration. Numbers chapter 11, verse 31. Israel has come out of Egypt. Now, I understand their attitude was bad. I understand they're complaining, but how many of you know God loves us in spite of our complaining? I'm not giving you license to complain. I'm telling you, He still loves us. How many of you know that? Israel is complaining because they're not getting their Big Macs that they wanted. And this is what God did. Now, there went forth a what?
Wind.
Where did it come from? From the Lord. And what did it do? It brought quail from the sea, and there fell beside the camp about a day's journey on this side, a day's journey on that side. So we're talking miles. Everybody say miles. First of all, understand, we're talking millions of people, okay? So, I mean, just the camp is big. Now, it's a day's journey on each side. As tall, in some places, as 3 feet tall. There were quails here. And they went about, the Bible said, and they gathered all, some of these quails. This was not an ordinary wind, and neither is the Holy Spirit an ordinary spirit. The wind of the Holy Spirit has already been blowing in this service this evening and will continue to blow in your life. God wants to blow. He wants to release the peace, the protection, the satisfaction, the joy, the fulfillment, the purpose. He wants to release dreams and ideas. Do you know in this place, as I was sitting down there, I didn't even know where God was leading me. I thought we might be going a little bit different tonight. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. It's not even in the notes, so you don't have to look for it back there. Genesis chapter 1. Let's start with Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, but the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit, the wind, the Spirit, the breath, the Spirit of the Lord began to move or begin to hover over the earth. God will use your problems, your difficulties, your heartaches, and He will hover over and give birth to creative ideas. I believe in this place, God wants to give ideas and plans that you have not even thought of. But that's by the Spirit. See, it's a powerful Spirit. One other thing about the powerful Spirit of the Lord is that it restores life. Romans chapter 8, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. How? By the Spirit. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God's plan is not for you to simply exist. I'm not through, but I want that to sink in. It's not, oh, I'm just getting by. Y'all pray for me that I can make heaven my home. Pastor, we're fighting again. Well, you need to get to the altar and pray through. But I'm not the pastor, so I won't say that. I come to church because I've got all these problems and nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Oh, nobody knows but Jesus. Oh, nobody knows. Let me tell you, for some of us, nobody needs to know. Now, I realize I don't know you and you don't know me. And so if you think I'm making fun of your problem, please forgive me. But let me tell you, we all have problems. And you know, my biggest problem is not my wife, it's not my son, it's not the church we pastor, it's the man I look at every morning in the mirror. If I will submit myself to the Holy Spirit, He will restore life to me. The last area of the Holy Spirit I want to talk about is that the Holy Spirit is a purifying wind. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. If you live according to your human nature, in other words, you do what you want to do, you're going to die. I'm not sure Paul wasn't a Texan. I mean, he just cut right. You're going to die. Now, if Paul had been writing today, Paul probably would have said, if you live according to your human nature, you're going to die, sucker. But, everybody say but. If by the
Spirit.
If by the Spirit you put to death your sinful actions. See, the purifying wind of the Holy Spirit reveals what's underneath.
Right.
Now, I realize it's probably about to get quiet, and I'm fine with that. Don't worry about it. Because the Holy Spirit's bringing his shovel out, and his pick, and he's about to do some surgery on some of us. And the thing about God is often God doesn't do surgery with anesthesia. See, the Holy Spirit will reveal you to you if you will listen to him. The Holy Spirit will blow away the contaminants, the things that have held you back. Those pet sins that even the person sitting next to you doesn't even know about. Nobody on this earth knows me better than my wife, but I'll be honest, there are things I don't tell her because they're bad.
Tell it all.
No, I'm not going to tell it all. We're not going to talk about heaven. There just are some things I won't reveal to anybody. But you know what? When I get alone with God, man, he shows me that secret place. You can have that secret place with thousands of people around. You just shut yourself in. I like watching people. I enjoy it. I'm driving along and I'll look over and I'll see some lady going. Some of you are going, was she pregnant? No, she wasn't pregnant. That's just my interpretation. But all I see is what you want me to see.
Right.
See, I'm leaving in just a little bit. We're heading back home tonight. So when you're asleep, we're going to be on the road. And please take this right. It doesn't matter to me if you remember me or not. What matters is whether or not you will be honest with yourself.
Right. Right.
Will you allow the wind? Regina and I love to go to the beach. We were there about a month ago. We're sitting on the beach and the wind blows. And you know, when that wind blows off that water, it can be 90 degrees inside, but it's not so bad because the wind is blowing. Right. Follow the analogy. See, when you're in the midst of the storm, if the wind is blowing, it's okay. Yeah. It may be 100 degrees, but if that cool breeze is blowing, you're okay. But as we sat there, we saw that the wind was blowing. We couldn't see the wind, but we saw the effect of the wind. Your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends should see the effect. What is that effect? He removes the top layer, and then he keeps going deeper. And there's stuff in the sand I didn't know was there because I didn't see it until the wind blew. If you cover it, God will uncover it. But if you uncover it, God will cover it.
Yeah, that's good. One more time. One more time.
If you cover your sins, God is going to uncover them because there's a point in a man wants to die after that's a judgment. But if you will uncover, if you'll confess, it's interesting. I don't want to say that to God. What will he think of me? He already knows. I brought this pitcher with me and a glass of water. Oh, that's nice. Pastor, would you like one? I got another glass. I brought another glass just for you. And, Pastor, you mind holding this? Don't drink any. But I brought another glass just for you. This is just for you, Pastor. Now, well, you want to just use it my glass? Because you want to use my glass? Okay. Well, then we'll use this. Except it just got a little. I went out in y'all's yard and I got some stuff out. Here, hold this for me. Uh-oh. I'm not sure what this is. But.
Little cow.
There you go. Now, now you want some?
I'm going to pass.
It looks pretty clean. But most of you don't want to drink out of it because you just saw what came out of it. See, God wants to use us tonight, but there's, I don't know if you can see, but yeah, residue. There's a little grass or whatever the stuff is. It's just, it's not bad. It's probably not going to kill you. I don't think it will. Yeah, it might. It's just a little bit. Pastor, nobody knows that when my wife goes to bed, I stay up and get on the internet. In fact, nowadays, I can just get it right from my phone. Some of you have the gift of gab. I mean, you are good at it. But it can move to gossip. God has blessed some of you financially. I'm just asking questions. I don't know you. If God has blessed you financially, are you using that for His? Is it His? Or are you letting Him use some?
Wow.
You know, when I tithe, I'm just giving back some of what He already has. It's not mine. When I give my offering, I'm just showing how much I love. It's all His. I don't. Now, again, I know y'all don't have this here, but my dad used to pastor a church, and back in those days, we're talking 50, 60 years ago, they would bring the offering down to the front. And the lady in the church, she would bring her offering down to the front. She'd put it in. And when she would leave, the 20s would be gone. And they would watch her, and they couldn't find. One day, Dad and one of the deacons went to her house, and in God's holy Bible, she was keeping the offering. Now, you listen to that and go, oh, my goodness, I wouldn't dare do that. It may not be money for you. It may be your time. It may be your speech. It may be your talent. I don't know. But I want to ask you to bow your heads. I've got just a little bit more, and I'll be very brief. I've got just a little bit more. But before I do, I want to deal with this purification aspect. Would somebody come and just begin to softly play on the keyboards? I want to talk to you, and I want to ask you. And see, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psych. I'm a servant. But in an audience like this, I'm well aware that some of us are here with hidden sins. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Just begin to softly play. With your heads bowed tonight, I'm going to lead us to Jesus Christ. And this is what I'm going to do. We do this on a regular basis, Sundays, Wednesdays at our church. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I want to ask you, I want to ask everybody in this place to pray it aloud after me. And in so doing, we're going to confess, ask His forgiveness, surrender, and make things right. Before we even pray, sir, lady, the wind of the Holy Spirit is in this place. And He's here to purify you. Pastor, this is a stronghold in my life. In just a few moments, we're going to give you time for individual prayer, but I want us to deal with this corporately first. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, purify us. Lord, purify us by Your wind. Young people, ask God to purify. Ask God to blow away that junk. He's called the Holy Spirit. And He will make you holy. But you got to submit to Him. So I want to ask everybody in this place to pray this prayer aloud. In so doing, we're going to make things right with God. Would you pray with me, Father God? I confess my sins. I ask Your forgiveness. I thank You for forgiving me. And I confess. Now, let me tell you what you're going to say. We're going to say, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. That means over my gossip. That means over my impatience. That means over my lust. That means over my greed. That means over my words. That means over my heart. That means over my pocketbook. That means Jesus is Lord. So let's finish the prayer. I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Now, with heads bowed, some of you did not have a personal relationship with Jesus when you came in this place. But there are others of you, maybe you've been a faithful member of this church or another church, but as far as Jesus being Lord over every area, you have not surrendered it. You may say, Pastor, I've tried, I've struggled, I've cried, I've gone to the altar. Let me tell you, it is always too soon to give up. It is always too soon to give up. If I could tell you one thing tonight, do not give up. Do not, Paul said, grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you do not faint or give up. So you say, Elwin, either when I walked in this place, Jesus was not Lord of my life and I've asked him to be Lord, or there were areas or an area the Holy Spirit talked to me and I ask his forgiveness and I confessed him as Lord. And I want to let you know that, heads bowed, I want to ask you to do two things. One is raise your head, make eye contact with me. And secondly, I want you to slip your hand up and just allow me to recognize that as a confession of your faith, of what Jesus did. Come on, all across this place. Thank you, 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 thank you. Somebody else, thank you. God bless you, lady. This is beautiful. Come on, there are others. You're saying, God's dealt with me tonight. Thank you, 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 thank you. Somebody else. I came in this place tonight, and it wasn't that he was Lord over all. But when I leave, by God's grace and help, he will be. Anybody else before I move on? Thank you, man. God bless you, young man. I'm proud of you, sir. It takes a man to slip his hand up. Any person can sit there and say, no, I'm just going to be by myself. Thank you, young man. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else before I move on? Thank you, lady. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. God bless you, young lady. God bless you. Would everybody look right this way? The Bible says in heaven right now, the angels are doing, I'll paraphrase, a Texas two-step because of people who made Jesus Lord. Can we just rejoice with them? Hallelujah. As the power of the Holy Spirit, as the purifying work of the Holy Spirit, he brings refreshment.
Right.
That cool breeze. I got stuff. I'm going to leave it out. There's one last story I want to tell you. Ezekiel 37, study it. Oh, I love it. One of my favorite passages. God takes Ezekiel to a valley. The valley was full of? And God said to Elijah, Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy to those bones. God? Hey, I know how Ezekiel felt. I've preached to some of those services. I've been in some churches. I believe they'll be the first that go to heaven. You say, why do you think that? The Bible says, dead in Christ will rise first. You'll get it later when you're, don't worry about it. So God said to Ezekiel, prophesy to those bones. So he began to prophesy. I want to read to you. Again, look at the words that are underlined. Look at the words that are discolored. Prophesy to the wind. Yeah. Prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus says the Lord God. Come from the four winds. Let me stop right there. Acts chapter 1, Jesus said, you shall be my disciples. And he gave them four directions. Four destinations. Here, the wind came from four destinations. You can do your parallel later. Come from the four winds, oh breath, and breathe on these that are slain, for they have come to life, and they'll come to life. So Ezekiel said, I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath, the Holy Spirit the wind came into them. What happened? They stood up. Dominion Church, in Jesus' name, I call you forth to stand up. In Jesus' name, I call you forth. I propel you forward. In Jesus' name, I release the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I release you to stand up when the enemy comes in. I release you to stand up for what is right. I release you to stand up and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. But they didn't just stand. They were an exceedingly, read it with me, great army. Let the wind blow, Lord. Let the wind blow. Shh. Elwin, I've been stuck in neutral. Well, you really haven't. Because if you're not going forward, you're going backward. That's another sermon. Pastor Elwin, I've been stuck. I need to be propelled forward. I need that power. I need that power. Somebody talks to me at work and I clam up. I love Jesus. I just can't tell anybody about him. Peter was like that until he got the Holy Spirit.
Right, right.
Then he couldn't keep quiet.
That's right.
As Dina begins to sing, I don't know what you're accustomed to, so I'm just going to do it the way we do it at our church. I'm going to ask you to turn to your neighbor and say, would you like to pray? Do you need to be propelled for? Do you need to move forward? Do you need the power of the Holy Spirit? Maybe you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know what? There's no reason to wait till Sunday. Well, you might as well enjoy this conference. Let's start tonight. I want to be propelled. I want the power. I want that power to be pure in my life. As they begin to lead us, would you turn to your neighbor? This is what I want you to do. I want you to say, would you like to pray? You say, I don't even know them. That's even better. You just turn to your neighbor and say, would you like to pray? And then if they say yes, together, don't make them come by themselves. You come together and we're going to seek him. Pastor and I and some others, we're going to lay hands and we're going to begin to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, turn to your neighbor. Would you like to pray? Come on. I need the power.
I've tasted and seen.
I need to move forward.
Of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free.
Thank you, Jesus.
And my shame is
God, I give this service. Dominion Church to you.
Your presence.
Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Some of you need to step out. You need to move forward. You need that power. It's not an emotion. It's a relationship.
Come flood this place.
Come on.
This is the conclusion of the teaching. If you would like prayer, you can email us at prayerline@dominionchurch.org or call the church at 281-554-3600. Thanks for joining us.